Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Janice Hartley of Keefe Real Estate, your lakefront and lakes area real estate specialist. Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In three, two, one.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
Welcome to Life Matters. Fun show today.
It is. Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Thank you.
Another week gone by. Another busy week.
You know what else it's been? Another year has gone by. Last Wednesday, the radio station turned 24 years old.
24.
June 6th, 1994.
Day over 23. Well, 24 years, right?
Yeah, that's so exciting. Next year we'll be celebrating the big 25.
That's so cool.
Already planning some stuff. So
how long have you been here?
16 years.
16.
Two-thirds.
Isn't that nuts?
It is nuts.
I mean, it is, though. It's like when you think about it, because there's a lot of people that don't stay longevity at in their career.
Right.
You know?
Well,
people, so it's like, that's
people of our generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the next generation that job hops more.
Yes.
No,
yeah.
We never really have.
Right.
The only reason why I changed jobs is because we moved.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we...
Same here.
State to state. I mean,
yeah,
I just
same
didn't
here.
Really have a choice. The commute would have been a little long, but yeah, so...
it would be a little long. Yes, definitely.
I have to get up at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. to get to Indianapolis to go to work. So yeah, we had a great time last week. We gave away money.
Yes,
like
we did.
We always do. And now we're in the middle of 96 days
that.
Of summer.
You know, and it's $24. It's not going to change somebody's life. But
it's cool.
I think that it is so much fun. And we were talking about this. And if I wasn't working here, I would so call in. I think mm-hmm. it's just a really cool novelty thing
because
that we
then
do.
Because one of the people that wins the $24 also won $96.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so next year, 25.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to go all crazy and give away $100 instead of 96.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? I thought you were going to say go all crazy and an all-inclusive type vacation resort.
An all-inclusive beer garden.
Yeah. Hey, I'm down for that.
On Main Street, perhaps.
I would even be up for that, but anyway.
Well, we are going to have a big birthday party next
That's
year,
fun.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, that'll
mm-hmm.
be a great time for sure.
Fun show this week.
It is a fun show.
Now, I know next Saturday you're going to be out at Old World, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and they've got an event coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but also coming up next, Matt Kittle.
One of our
MacGyver.
Favorites.
He is hysterical. From the MacGyver Institute, we're going to talk a little bit about, I don't know, just the world and what's going on and politics and in the state and stuff, and he's always got a really great perspective on things.
He does.
So he's coming up next right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1, sponsored by Braden Dental Center. Quality care, informed patients, comfortable setting, and Hendrix Wilging Insurance. Experience when it matters most.
Welcome back to Lake 96.1. I'm so excited this morning because Matt Kittle has he's just a busy, busy, busy boy.
Seems
and
like it, yes.
He really is. And he's even, traveling right now, but making sure that he carves some time out for us this morning. Matt Kittle from the MacGyver Institute, how are you?
Oh, I am wonderful and even better. I'm talking to you ladies after a full buffet-style breakfast where I am traveling.
So you're down south. How hot is it down there right now?
How hot is it is the question. Let's just say this, that nobody wants to see the fulfillment, especially with yours truly, of the policy clothing optional, especially after the breakfast. But it is warm. We're talking about low 90s, which, of course, we hardy
good.
Wisconsinites can certainly understand, but humidity levels, like, through the roof. It is a constant bad hair day warning down here. They actually have bad hair day warnings down here.
Do they? That's why I will never,
Hurricane
ever move to Florida.
And bad hair day warnings.
Well, those are some pretty major events in life. I
absolutely.
Mean, really, you know, I can't, yes. Yeah. You know, my hair just, when it gets too humid out, it just looks like a big bell on my head. Yeah, it's curly and it just goes woo like Rosanna Dana.
But it's still adorable.
Oh, I love that.
It's still adorable.
Oh,
bad hair days for, and me. We just don't work together at all.
No, most people don't. Most people don't. Matt,
I have to tell you though how much I appreciate the reference to Gilda Radner's Rosanna Dana.
I actually.
But it reminds me how old I am.
The funny story is that for a local fundraising event, they actually had me play Rosanna Dana.
Did they really?
A couple of years ago, yeah. For the YMCA auction, they were doing a Saturday Night Live theme, and we did the newscast, and I read a news story and dressed as Rosanna Dana, and it was accurate. I didn't use my own hair.
Oh, that is great.
But yeah.
You could have if it was a humid day.
If I was in Florida right now, I would certainly be having a bad hair day.
Oh, she's sorely missed, isn't she? She's great. Oh, gosh.
That's classic comedy. That's
absolutely
normal people, not nasty comedy.
Right. Isn't that the truth, though?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Matt, you know, how do you feel about, have you seen Samantha Bee's, for instance, apology about her, quote,
I have.
Insult?
Yeah, I saw it this morning, and let me put it to you this way. Before I left on this trip, I didn't get things done around the house that I should have, and my wife was a little irked at me. So I thought it a good idea to give her an apology. Unfortunately, I gave her a Samantha Bee apology, which means I wasn't really sorry at all.
Uh-huh.
And there was no humility in it. And, you know, I just went about my business as if nothing really happened.
So how did that work out for you?
Not so good. Yeah. I'm not sure if I can leave South Florida. That's the apology that Samantha Bee delivered after calling the president's daughter and advisor a horrid word that really ought to resonate for the left, especially the left crowd in the Me Too movement, shouldn't it? I mean, shouldn't that be unforgivable, just like Roseanne's statement? And it was egregious. Her tweet was egregious.
Right.
But shouldn't those two things be unforgivable? That is to say, if one loses her job, should the other lose her job? And that's the big question, of course, we're all tackling with in this brave new world of culture and society.
So this brings me this. I'm glad you said that, because I will tell you that last week I posted on Facebook that I didn't understand why we were rating this vile speech and why our level of tolerance isn't much lower. And like 100 people agreed with me. And one person went crazy trying to say that I didn't know, that none of us knew the difference between insults and racism, that what Roseanne said was racism and what these other people are saying are just bad words. And I said, I'm not going to look at the abused wife. I said, this is to me a level of pain. Okay, the words cause pain and words are insightful. And I'm not going to look at the abused wife whose husband called her that while he was beating her and tell her pain is less important than the next guy's from hearing those words. It wasn't about, you know, the difference between racism and insults. My issue was our tolerance level should be much lower than that. These people should be getting fired for something, you know, for the insult. Let's not wait until the insightfulness and the anger gets to be to the level of just blatant racism,
right,
which I absolutely agree that Roseanne's comments were.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the level of pain that words cause people, we should be less tolerant of. And I know there's a difference between bad words and racism. I'm not an idiot, but that's how this is. But that argument is the reason why people can't have conversations about these things today, because it was immediately, I can't believe I have to explain this to you in this condescending tone. And I'm like, I can't believe that I have to say to you, this isn't okay either.
Right.
Was this person a dude?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. Then didn't the dude just mansplain something to you?
I think so. You think you taught me something?
Isn't that an issue on the left? I mean, that's a real concern. About mansplaining or their definition of it. Listen, this is not Samantha Bee's comment. Was it just an act of incivility? We have all kinds of incivility going on all over the place. And we better toughen up our skin to be able to deal with it, because we're a free society.
Right.
But what Samantha Bee said is exactly what you talked about, how it resonates for abuse victims or people who have lived with that emotional or physical abuse, sexual abuse, and were called such names. But what I thought was just beyond the pale was Samantha Bee in her apology said she's often used that word, and she has, to describe people, women she does not like or care for. She wants to use that word to take it back, or to, what was the term that she used?
Reclaim it or something.
Reclaim it. And you know what she was talking about? She was talking in a parallel way. She was comparing it to the N-word and how African Americans have said, some have said they want to reclaim the N-word because it was such an awful, is such an awful thing. And it carries with it so much resonance and weight of pain and, you know, and disparity of human rights. That's what she's saying. She is making this equivalency. So your guy, your critic of what you were talking about, should understand that Samantha Bee, a white woman, is trying to do, trying to make something parallel to what some in the African-American community have done with another abhorrent word.
Right. And he said in this exchange that including it in a general comment like that was normalizing racism. And I said, I don't think you understand. To me, racism is off the table as unacceptable, period, end mm-hmm. of story, boom, done.
Right.
That is not why, I mean, that is no, I mean, I am more offended, I think, sometimes by the N-word than African-American people are. I can't even bring myself to type that word,
right,
or let alone say it or use it. Or, I mean, but the same thing with the C word. I can't use that word either.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, but I wasn't normalizing. To me, there's no question about racism. I'm talking about, you know, again, the level of pain that people feel when they hear a lot of this. What about Keith Olbermann and the word Nazi?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
There's another N-word for you.
How does that not diminish that whole notion?
Right.
When you call a duly elected president of the United States a Nazi,
right,
or some member of the conservative movement a Nazi, here's another one for you, and it comes back to Samantha Bee. It's all awful. But Samantha Bee didn't just say the C word. She implied, very explicitly, I should say, of some kind of incestual relationship between the president and his daughter.
Right, yeah.
The C word was one thing. But take all of that in context, and now you have a really, really, really offensive statement. That part has not really been picked up by the forbearance-ridden press when it comes to liberal faux pas and statements and horrible language.
Well,
but that was part of it, too.
It was. And she said, put on a low-cut shirt and a short skirt. Hello?
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
It's talk about offensive to all women.
All women, absolutely.
Right.
It's just sick.
And another element. You're absolutely right.
And so I just don't think that any of this is okay on either side. I never brought politics into it. I don't care if you're left or right, liberal, conservative, far left, whatever, in the middle. I don't care. None of these words, whether you call them insults or racism, from A to Z, we should have a much lower tolerance of this.
Absolutely.
And I was like, I don't understand how this, all this other stuff got read into what I said.
I don't either.
I said, I think that it's horrible. I don't think we should be calling people the B word on the air. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, on television and all this. I just don't think any of it is appropriate. And so
it just
maybe
becomes so very uncivil.
Right.
You know, and that's
You're
part
right.
of it. But let me play a little twist of devil's advocate, because what you say is absolutely right. The incidents you mentioned really drive home this point of, you know, today, 2018, there shouldn't be really any acceptance of that.
Right.
From personalities, public figures, whatever,
from
individuals
anyone.
You talk to.
Right.
It's not a term
that
of endearment.
You ladies and I, part-time anyway, we make our living, and I full-time as a reporter and as a columnist.
Mm-hmm.
We make our living in the exchange of words, the exchange of ideas, broadcast or written or what have you. So and this is a very important question, where is the line?
I don't
know.
We
know it.
Right.
I think we know it when it comes to a Samantha Bee calling someone a C word, or a Roseanne calling,
right.
mm-hmm. you know, talking about comparing racial elements on Twitter and making racial, you know, epithets
right.
on Twitter or tweeting these things out. We know where that line is. But so often, I've covered so many stories where particularly members of the left today, it's been members of the right in the past, members of the left on college campuses, think any expression of an idea that doesn't conform with a particular narrative or idea, progressive idea, is hate speech.
Right.
And that's a battle that we have to take just as seriously.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You can't, you know, there are also choices, and that's mm-hmm. what somebody else said. You know, you don't have to watch it. Well, I don't watch her, and I don't go to see things that I feel like are going to just completely, I just completely be the opposite. I listen, I read things, it's not that I don't have an open mind. It's just that, you know, I don't expose myself to the potential of, I don't know, I just, and so you have, but you have choices, you know. If you don't want to go see that speaker on that college campus because he is 150%
mm-hmm.
completely, his opinions and views are completely different and nothing that he says you're going to agree with, then don't go.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know, you know, there's, when does that come into play where your common sense, you know, stop, mm-hmm. if you just don't want to hear that, okay, don't close yourself off to
right.
alternate ideas or opinions, but...
And the people that are using these words, where is their common sense? Where has that gone?
Right.
Ratings. Where has that... Yes, mm-hmm. ratings, that's for sure. But how can we make it change? How can we make a change?
Well, that's true, Matt. How do you change it? How do you say everybody needs to get there? Because I wasn't talking about politicians.
No.
I wasn't talking about entertainers. I was talking about humans.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are humans.
Yep.
Black people, white people, you know, whatever. Everybody in this planet is... I was talking about people being nicer and stop with it to other human beings.
And right.
Right. And so what do we do about this? Anything? Or is it just going, are we just going to continue to get
already,
mad?
It's already being done, quite frankly, ladies. It is and I'm more than happy to say that it's a free market response to it. You have free speech in this country. You still do.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to say and think anything you want, but you don't have the right to believe that there won't be consequences for that.
That's
free
right.
speech. As Samantha Bee and Roseanne each learned, Samantha Bee lost a lot of sponsorship.
Yeah.
Do you think those would have lost them?
Do you think that her
I'm
sponsors
sorry?
Will come back at a certain time or not?
Yes, because we are a forgiving society, and the people who want to sponsor that. I don't know why they would. It's not very good. It's not very funny. That's just a critique coming from yours truly. And it's not very widely watched in the broad scheme of things. But there are sponsors who think it's a good idea to support this show and these particular ideas, and they'll be back. Mm-hmm. You know, Limbaugh has lost sponsors over the years. Hannity on the right, all kinds of folks on the right have lost sponsors for things that they've said. But eventually, this is a mercantile situation. Mm-hmm. You know, you go where the viewers are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you may as a company stand up, you know, and say, yes, we are against that kind of speech. We're against those kinds of ideas, and we will not tolerate them. And then when the smoke clears 3 months from now, yes, we think we have a fine working relationship with Samantha Bee. So, you know, it was just like, you know, the whole notion of the taking a knee during the national anthem and the response to that and the argument from so many who believe that this was such a violation of free speech to say to football players, you either stand and salute, put your hand over your heart during the national anthem, or you stay in the locker room. Those folks have free speech when they leave the football field.
Right.
When they are at their place of employment, just like you, just like me, our free speech is tempered by the interest of us.
That's right. And what people don't
understand, there's no protection for that.
Right. And what people don't understand about these things is that it's not just when you lose sponsors, you lose money, and you can't pay your employees. So the people that had nothing to do with anything she said or agree with anything she said could lose their job.
Right.
And they have no control over it. They have.
And they did. And look at Bill Cosby, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, exactly.
You know, it's a different situation because you have a guy who is now convicted of a hideous series of crimes.
Right.
But all of those people who would have collected the royalties on the running of the Cosby Show, they're all lumped into Bill Cosby too in terms of the repercussions for it. Look how many people this impacts, from Roseanne to Samantha Bee to so many other incidents. Louis C.K., when all of that came out, he had a movie. The movie was ready to come out. They canceled the movie. Look how much money is lost, but look how many people have to pay for the sins of one self-deluded individual.
One mouth.
Right. But I feel, again, as though there are people in charge, other people in charge of these things that could make these decisions ahead of time in order to protect the good of the whole. And in this case of Samantha Bee, that show was pre-recorded. That wasn't live. They had choices.
You are so right about that.
And they did not make the proper choices for the good of the whole. And it's just, you just have to be you also have to be a responsible management, because it's not just about being able to say whatever you want.
I didn't even think about that, Nancy. You're
nobody,
absolutely right.
It wasn't live.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I just, the tolerance level in this country for, a lot of things is just way too low. We have got to stop being tolerant of this speech and this behavior. We're talking to Matt Kittle this morning. So what else is going on in the important world of Matt Kittle that we need to know about?
Oh, I don't know. There seems to be, some kind of an election coming up in November and a lot of people trying to get to the ballot before that time.
Yeah.
Nationally and here in the state of Wisconsin, we have 10 Democrats right now, just got through with their Democratic convention. Each, by the way, you might be surprised to learn, hates Act 10. Almost as much as they dislike Governor Scott Walker. And so you have to know that going in, and I think your listeners know going in that if you're a supporter of liberal politics, these are the folks, and they're talking the language. Those who didn't like Act 10, the reforms of collective bargaining, are going to be all in on that kind of talk and language, but you ought to know as well, as we've reported at MacGyver News, MacGyver Institute, is Act 10 has saved taxpayers big. We're talking $5 billion plus big over the last 6+ years. Mm-hmm. But more than that, folks, it has given employees in the state of Wisconsin, public sector employees, the right to say, I want to be in a union or I don't want to be in a union. I don't want to pay union dues.
Right.
You can still be in a union, but now under Act 10, just like Right to Work, you have the ability to decide if that's not for you, if you don't find value there, you don't have to be forced to pay. That's a big thing.
And, you know, one of the things that I guess I just don't understand, I've never been in a union. I don't know, I don't think I'd be interested because a teacher that's been teaching for 10 years and who has turned out a very successful, productive students who are reaching their goals plus, and they're, you know, for them to get paid less than somebody that's been there for 25 years and they're just biding their time till retirement is insane to me. And that's what, I mean, this is what changed is that person that's been there for 10 years and has a huge success story can go in and say and negotiate their own terms, basically, or mm-hmm. better terms.
Right.
And they're not bound to this is the program. This is what you'll make. This is where you're. This is. We're sorry, but this is it.
Look at
this spreadsheet. This is where you're at on it. I mean, this is not.
They're not bound to longevity.
Right.
You know, that's what used to be the case. You got a raise because you were there longer, not
right.
because you were inspiring students and you had an exemplary teaching record.
Mm-hmm.
It's how long you were there. You were there for 25 years, but you had given up a long time ago
right.
on believing that achievement was possible and you were just collecting a check.
Right.
You got a bigger check simply because you were there. I'm not saying that's widespread. I think we have fantastic teachers
oh
in your
gosh.
Community, in mine,
yeah.
for my kids. The teachers are doing great and hard work every day, but there are some who are not. And before Act 10, they were rewarded simply by sticking around. That whole system has changed because of a merit system as opposed to a simply seniority-based system.
Seems like the younger teachers these days are, I mean, you just have to be so grateful that their hearts are where they are because kids mm-hmm. have changed.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, we were talking about, you know, we could go back and talk about tolerance levels in circles mm-hmm. of behavior and families have changed. Families have changed. But, mm-hmm. You know, and technology, I mean, just everything about the educational system, from the people in it to what they're teaching, to how they teach, to their resources, all of it has changed. And you've got these teachers that just jump in and they're so enthusiastic and they're wonderful and they're great teachers. But they're not, I mean, I don't think any teachers get paid what they deserve. Can I just tell you that? Because there's no possible way I would ever have been able to be a teacher.
Oh,
I just can't imagine
so
that. But I went on a field trip on a school bus with my daughter one time and was like, no, this is not for me.
Not ever again.
Right. And it didn't even like her afterwards. So that was done. We just, you know, no, that's too much noise for me, for one. But they just are so dedicated and they've learned so much and they know so much. They have to know so much about so many things and they're just not getting paid the way what they should.
Right.
And I just believe that nobody can represent themselves better than them. You know, nobody, I mean, they just, and so I think the teachers deserve to be able to go in and sit down and talk about their successes. And it doesn't matter how long they've been there, whether it's 5 years or 15 years.
Right.
If they've seen the success and they can prove that they have had the success, they should be rewarded for
mm-hmm.
that. And I don't think that they were able to do that before. And so and let's not forget that the state dumped 65, and I don't want to say dumped as if it's bad, but the state put an additional $65 million into the education system in Wisconsin in the budget this year.
$650 million.
Put a zero
onto that.
Right. And
yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's not like, oh my gosh, they took all the money away from, you know, it's not like the sky never fell here. You know, the sky mm-hmm. never fell. And so it just, if you go back and you change everything and you put everything back, what kind of crisis are we going to see?
Right.
You know?
Oh, my goodness. You're going to see what you had before. You're going to see unions have basically the only seat at the table. Now taxpayers have a seat at the negotiation table. Act 10 limited wage collective bargaining up to the rate of inflation. I don't think people understand how it was for years under the old system. We saw significant increases year after year. And I know you talk about teachers aren't paid enough. I've seen what teachers have to put up with in schools, and I get that and I understand
right.
that. But taxpayers ought to have to be able to say, okay, this is my when point, okay? We just, as a community, cannot afford escalating raises, escalating benefits, giving in all the time, because that's how the collective bargaining system is set up. So Act 10 gave taxpayers that ability.
Right.
And you look around, there may be some public officials still complaining about Act 10, but if they're honest and realistic, they saw that they were able to save jobs and lots of jobs because of Act 10.
Mm-hmm.
One other point, a fine point I'll put to this. When Governor Scott Walker and the Republicans took power in 2011, this state faced a $3 billion plus budget shortfall.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily a deficit. The shortfall was we didn't have enough money to pay for all of the commitments and promises, budgetary promises that we made in more flush years, and quite frankly, when we had politicians giving away the store. So they had to do something. What's the biggest expenditure among the biggest expenditures in the state? Education.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they had to find a way to trim spending there. It didn't stay locked in. Even with Act 10, every year since, education's budget has increased, and last year, as you mentioned, quite significant. So the tools of reform worked in saving these local school districts' taxpayers, but it also created an environment where teachers could indeed and are earning.
Right, right. I don't know. Sometimes math is confusing. Yeah. You know,
it's the fuzzy math.
I know.
That's fuzzy math.
It's not even new math. But yeah. So yeah. So lots of Democratic candidates. 10 is a lot. You know, that obviously will be narrowed down dramatically over the next few months. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just is.
And they all want to talk. They all want to be in a debate, don't they, Nancy?
They yes, they do.
Go figure.
You know what Governor Scott Walker is saying? I'm going to tell you this. Governor, and he said it. He said, let him talk. Let him talk. You know why he's saying that?
Yes, I do.
Because, you know, the more they talk and the more they talk about, you know, what a lot of voters in this state would find to be radical ideas, the better it may make the governor look. And Republicans, who have brought some fiscal constraint to the state, they've got a lot more work to do, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, yes, they do. Anything else, Matt, that, I don't know, that we should be aware of, so maybe start reading about, educating ourselves about, make sure that we're not adversely affected?
Oh, my goodness. I won't go too much into the weeds here, but the MacGyver Institute this week just released a full investigative report into another incident in at the Tomah VA.
Mm.
As you recall, this was the place known derisively as Candyland, where a guy by the name of the Candy Man used to work, and they had all kinds of problems with the overprescription of opioids and a big cover-up there, as we found out over the past few years. Well, they still have a few problems, and we filed an extensive Freedom of Information Act request, and it gets to some of the issues and some of the interesting internal communications and how much it costs taxpayers. So that's a bit of an interesting point. The rest, of course, as you ladies know, is all politics, all tweeting all the time. Oh, this just in.
What?
Donald Trump has just pardoned Samantha Bee. He said, you know, I'm just on a roll. I'm just going to keep this thing up. This is fun.
Has he pardoned himself yet? Can I just say?
Not yet, but Rudy's talking about it.
That's just so true.
I just don't understand. People cannot tell when this man is making a joke and when he's not. I mean, does anybody really think he's going to stand there and say, oh, Donald Trump, let me read about him. Oh, okay, yes, I'm going to sign up with his pen. I mean, dudes, like, please have a sense of humor about some of this stuff.
Exactly.
He's joking. He's just trying to poke you.
And maybe we could talk about maybe the unemployment rate is being, you know, I mean,
right.
How...
Women,
amazing.
More women, yes. And African Americans are employed in this country.
Absolutely.
Than ever.
But they are more worried about him pardoning himself.
Well, he bumped into someone and he said, pardon me. It's not
I
the same thing.
That.
Good love of God.
I want to hear him give his political enemies on the left an apology, a Samantha Bee apology. I'm very sorry that you guys don't get it.
Oh, Matt Kittle from the MacGyver Institute. Look him up online. Very interesting articles and things that we definitely need to know about what's happening in politics and other realms of the state. And I am very glad you're staying on the veteran, the Toma incident,
yes.
Because that is, there's not a word to describe how horrific the treatment of our the bad treatment of our veterans is. I mean, that's just it's unacceptable, period. Absolutely. And we need to get to the bottom of every single incident. So
I just want to tell you that we're not done with that. You
know,
many media sources were really on that story, and kudos to them, especially, you know, some of the investigative reporting that came out of it. But then they just kind of went away. Mm-hmm. And I will just close with this. The Toma VA Medical Center is still an institution, a taxpayer-funded institution that's supposed to serve our veterans, that has failings. Are they working on those failings? Yes, I think so. But we're finding a number of failings that continue to go on, and it still has to be watched. We still, as citizens, need to watch what's going on there. The troubles have not just disappeared.
Right. And you know what? This is going on all across the country.
It is.
You
and
bet.
Right.
Needs to stop.
It does.
Yeah. So, Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You can go fix your hair now.
Oh, good. I'm going to need a huge blow dryer.
Good luck.
And maybe some dippity-doo. Remember that? I'll put a little dippity-doo in there. We'll pick this thing up.
Dippity-doo and Aquanet.
Still on the shelves.
Oh, my mom used to do the Aquanet.
Head down
I
to your
that's
local.
That's why all of us have lung ailments.
That's probably it.
Get to your local CVS.
Well, you know, it was either that or us chewing on our lead-based paint cribs. One of the two.
There you go.
That's right.
You know, we're still here miraculously.
Yeah, I don't know. No bike helmets. I don't know how we
exactly.
survived.
I'm going to go out and play me some lawn darts now, ladies. You got me in the spirit.
All right. Be careful out there. It's a dangerous world, Matt.
It sure is.
Have a great Sunday.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. God bless.
We'll be right back here on Life Matters, right here on Lake 96.1. In the week, I had a chance to talk to Gwen Griffin, the executive director of the Old World Wisconsin Foundation. Here's that interview. So excited to have Gwen Griffin here this morning. She is the executive director of the Old World Wisconsin Foundation. And welcome, first of all. Thanks for joining us this morning. Explain the difference between the foundation and Old World Wisconsin itself.
Okay. Well, Old World Wisconsin is one of the 12 Wisconsin Historical Society sites in the state of Wisconsin. And it was started in 1976 as the contribution to the bicentennial.
Oh.
So that's when Old World Wisconsin opened. But Old World Foundation was formed in 1984.
Okay.
Initially by a group of people who just wanted to support Old World Wisconsin.
Awesome.
And then a few years later, we became a full-fledged 501c3.
Okay. So what are the 12? So the foundation supports 12?
No, we only support Old World Wisconsin.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
But there are 12 historic state of Wisconsin owned historic sites in the
state. Is Black Point one of them?
It is, correct.
That's
right.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's how people around here would make the connection as well. Okay. Okay. So then, so the foundation supports Old World Wisconsin. And if you've never been to Old World Wisconsin, you are super missing out. I mean, no matter what time of the year it is, I know that obviously all summer and fall, I mean, there's things going on. And then, the fall stuff that they do there with the, you know, around Halloween and stuff is incredible. But, I grew up in Indianapolis, and we had, before we went on the air, I said, you know, I just would never want something like this to be shut down or compromised or any threat. We have to continue to support historical experiences like this. I grew up in elementary school going to a place called Connor Prairie, and you had heard of that, which I never thought you would. It's just a small world. And we did the same thing. And so 40 years ago is when I went to this experience. Mm-hmm. And it's basically kind of the same thing. I think Old World Wisconsin actually has more. I mean, well, from what I remember from all those years ago. But and I remember, you know, churning actual butter and getting to bring a little bit of it home and, you know, dipping a candle and making the candles. My mom had the candles forever and ever and ever. As a matter of fact, she probably still has them. But and it's just an experience like no other. It's so important for us to remember our history and to respect our history. And so but Old World Wisconsin Foundation, in order to continue to support, has to have fundraisers, obviously, because you know, it takes money to do all these things.
Yes.
And so we've got one coming up, Midsummer Magic, June 23rd, which is like right around the corner. What are we going to do at Midsummer Magic at the fundraiser?
Well, it's from 6 to 9 in the evening on the 23rd, and it's a contemporary event. So guests come and they pay for a ticket, which includes parking. It's all inclusive.
Sure.
So they'll wander the Yankee Village at Old World. Hopefully it will be a beautiful summer evening. And we have over 40 food and beverage partners.
Wow.
So they'll be giving samples of gourmet foods, wine, beer, sodas, coffee drinks, just a whole variety. And as people are wandering and kind of grazing as they go, we have four stages of live music. So we have something for everyone there. We have soft rock. We have classic rock. We have jazz and R&B and classic and contemporary country.
Wow.
And then something new this year is we're highlighting our fall, or our winter, I should say, fundraiser, which is our ethnic holiday dinner.
Okay.
And we pick a different ethnic group each year, and this year it's Greek.
Ooh.
So we'll have a Greek entertainment tent, and we'll have some Greek food samples and some Greek music.
That holiday, I have heard so many great things about that. I mean, the detail you guys go to is incredible. And it's so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. I mean, I guess I didn't realize how big this event was. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to it. And
right.
So I'm going to need to go to this because, I mean, you've got wine and music. So I may have to live there. But lots of great sponsors, lots of local sponsors as well. Lake Geneva Country Meats is a part. Of course, everybody knows Culver's. It's only $55 a person, and then you get to walk through. So let's go back for a second, though, because Old World, Wisconsin, it's an 1880s village.
Correct.
So it has houses, it has workshops. You're walking through the 1880s.
Right. It does. It has several houses. It has a 4 Mile House, which was used as a stagecoach stop, an inn.
Right.
It has a blacksmith shop and a general store.
Mm-hmm.
And a church. So all the buildings have been relocated from around Wisconsin.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And Old World, Wisconsin is actually 600 acres. So the village is just one part of it. And that's all that'll be open that night. But then you can come back and you can go to the German area or the Norwegian area and see the other farmsteads, which is really cool. We will also have historic baseball players in their authentic wool uniforms.
Oh, wow.
So they're hoping it's not too hot.
I was going to say, boy, you're asking a lot from the weather. It's got to be nice, but not too nice.
Right. Not too hot. Right. No rain. And then we'll have vintage vehicles. So we'll have 16 or 17 pre-1940s vehicles there. And I think our earliest is 1909 right now.
Let's go back for a second, too, as well.
Yes.
Because this is also a fundraiser.
It is.
And so silent auction, raffles, things like that. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. We have a really large silent auction. We have almost 60 auction packages. And this year, we're really excited because many of them are experiences. So it might be a trip, might be a hotel stay with, you know, tickets to some event. So that'll be really fun. And we have mobile bidding. We started that last year. So people will be able to pre-register when they come in. They can use their cell phones and they can bid using their cell phone. If they don't have a cell phone, they can find one of the auction people dressed in black and they'll have an iPad.
Oh, awesome.
So they can bid right through that.
Right.
But there is a silent auction tent that'll have the items displayed. And then we, this year, we'll have a 50-50 raffle.
Ooh.
So that'll be fun. So, the more people who give to that, the larger the pot.
Right. For everybody.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Right. That's right. I think that's just awesome. How do you get tickets for this? And can you go online? Do
you can.
Can you just be there that night or do you need reservations?
No, you don't need reservations. Okay. So you can come. Ticket sales will start at 4:30. The site actually is normally open till 5, but it will close at 4 so we can prepare for this event on that day, on the 23rd. And ticket sales will go on from 6. I'm sorry, 4:30 until 6:30.
Okay.
The event starts at 6, though, so you really want to be there before 6.
Yeah.
Or you can go online to oldworldfoundation.org and purchase your ticket online.
Okay.
And they have really worked hard to develop many more interactive experiences.
Sure. Oh,
so
yeah.
So people who have gone 10, 15 years ago, it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Catch Wheel Fever exhibit where you can actually ride a high-wheeled tricycle.
Oh, cool.
We're hoping that'll be open for Midsummer Magic, but we're trying to confirm which buildings will be open. But there will be, and there will be facilitators there in costume. And they have a token experience now where you can purchase a token. And at the 4 Mile House, you can get a beverage, a soda water beverage, or you can use your token at the general store.
Oh.
So there's a lot more interaction with guests. They can do more instead of just watching.
Right. It's just an experience that is so relaxing. I mean, it really is. And you learn and you can just appreciate. You appreciate life. You appreciate the things that you have because you think about all the things that they didn't have.
Right.
But then again, there's some days, don't you think, that people look back and say, I wish I could just go outside and dip a candle for a little while.
Right. Unplug.
Yeah.
Unplug all the devices and all that busyness of the world.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. So oldworldfoundation.org is where you can get tickets for Midsummer Magic. It's June 23rd from 6 to 9 p.m. at Old World, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Great planning. Great planning. This looks like a whole lot of fun. So oldworldfoundation.org is where you can get tickets and more information about the Midsummer Magic fundraiser for Old World, Wisconsin. You're listening to Life Matters, right? Here on Lake 96.1. We'll be right back with Don't Even Get Me Started.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1, sponsored by Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Now.
Ugh, don't even get me started.
And now for another edition of
Don't Even Get Me Started.
We sort of already did this with
Megan. A little bit.
First of all, I want to say thanks to Gwen from Old World, Wisconsin for coming in and talking about, that place is great.
You know
have
what?
Have you been there?
I have not, but I will be next Saturday,
yes.
And I'm so looking forward to
You're going
to
really enjoy it.
I am.
I've heard
so much about it.
You might want to work there.
Really? Mm-hmm. And miss this? Or part-time?
Well, I didn't say quit.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know if I should put in an application after the show.
Yeah, just like... There's no pink slip on your desk.
Can I be here for the 25th birthday?
I'm planning on it.
Anyway, no, it sounds like a really, really cool place. I'm looking forward to it next weekend for their big celebration. So encouraging everybody to check that out on their Facebook page and web also on their webpage. But so don't even get me started. Now, we already talked a little bit about things that don't even get us started, but...
Things that you shouldn't get us started about is what it is.
I have, and I know that I never really tell you ahead of time.
No.
But I just need to talk about this FBI agent.
Which one?
That was dancing on the... That was dancing.
I don't care who he was. You don't, first of all, you're not supposed to have a firearm in a bar.
No, you're not. But if you're an FBI agent, can you?
He was off duty.
Okay, so he
should have. Or I would hope he was. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was off duty. But I think he was. And if you don't know what happened, he was out dancing and he had some great moves. I am not even joking.
That is true.
For him not to split those pants, I would like to know, first of all,
what kind of pants they were.
They were cute. Very
cute pants.
It was hot. Mm-hmm. I've watched that video so many times.
Right up until he shot the guy in the leg.
Yes, yes. And yeah. But anyway, so he was doing a backflip and out came his gun from behind his pants, actually, the holster, fell on the ground, picked it up, discharged.
No, I think it discharged when it hit the ground.
Oh, okay. I thought he picked it up and it discharged at the same time.
Oh, I thought it discharged and then he grabbed it. Like, you know, I don't know. What difference does it make?
I've watched the video 100 times because the pants. Remember that.
And so he picked it up.
He picked it up and it discharged into some guy's leg. Mm-hmm. And so why would you, first of all, if you're not supposed to have a gun in a bar, carry it. You are an FBI agent. You should know.
Right. It's a bad idea.
It is a bad idea.
Why are you doing backflips with your gun in your waistband?
I just don't even. I know. I know it.
So, crazy. I wonder what kind of trouble he's in.
I know. They said that he will get reprimanded, I'm sure.
Of course.
And I wonder.
Well, he shot someone.
I know. He should. He should.
While dancing.
Can he be an FBI agent, though? After? Is he going to be on probation or what?
I don't know. I mean, it's mishandling of a firearm, mm-hmm. no matter what you do. I mean,
scary.
If you're going to take responsibility for a firearm, you have to be in control of it at all times.
Right.
At all times.
I mean, thank goodness. The guy didn't realize he was shot until he looked down at his leg and realized that, hey, I have been shot. But at first he thought it was somebody's
Let me take off my beer goggles. It doesn't hurt that much.
It looks like a fun bar, I got to say, but not a good place for an FBI agent. So anyway, that's
not
my don't even
a backflipping FBI
right.
agent. An armed backflipping FBI agent. Yeah.
And I want to know more background about this guy. Like, is he married? What is happening? Why is he doing these crazy dance moves by himself? Was there a dance off?
Why was there no partner? I don't see
that's
anybody
today.
Running across the room and jumping into his arms like a bird.
That's exactly. That's what I have
today.
He left
baby in the corner, did he?
Yes, he did.
Jeez.
Good reference, by the way.
Don't even get
you started. That's a great movie.
Uh-huh. So don't even get you started about dancing.
FBI agents.
FBI agents.
Yeah.
Gotcha. What else?
Carrie. That's what I have today.
That was all?
That's it.
Nothing else?
Nothing else. It's been, we talked a little bit about Samantha Bee.
I know. I really want to stop talking about her.
I know. I know
you?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We covered it.
Yeah.
And Roseanne and I don't know. Dennis Rodman. You think he's going to be going to the summit? And anytime that anybody says summit, I think like it's a mountaintop.
Like,
you know, like
put on your gear.
They're going to be like reaching the summit. The first one there gets to sit at the head of the table. I don't know.
Yeah, but the person who sits at the head of the table pays.
Ooh, and so. Kim Jong-un wants the United States to pay for his hotel bill. Like, what? And he also wants McDonald's. Yes, in North Korea. He wants to put a McDonald's there. I mean, you know what? People would love it. You can't beat the fries.
I'm pretty sure.
What is going on?
I don't even know what to say to that.
He
wants a McDonald's.
He does. He wants a fast food.
So that's what. This is what we're negotiating. This is what we're sending the president of the country to negotiate. Nuclear issues and French fries.
French fries. He's not going to be McDonald's, but maybe a Burger King. I think he'd go for that. I don't know.
Nuclear issues and French fries. These are the things that we're going.
Yes.
This country is cray cray.
I'm excited to see how this all plays out.
Well, it needs to play out well.
I know. Exactly. And I mean, and that's not it. I'm not joking about
for
that.
All
but
parties.
Absolutely.
Involved. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Especially the citizens
mm-hmm.
of North Korea.
Oh, I know it. I know. Mm-hmm. To give them some hope mm-hmm. and eat at McDonald's.
When I hear about North Korea, like when you people, I feel like it's gray there all the time.
Mm-hmm. There's no, I agree.
I mean, and it's, I know that it's kind of, maybe I'm thinking like metaphorically or something, but I feel like it's just gray there all the time. And those people don't deserve.
They've been held down.
Most of the stuff that they've gone through. Right. Yeah. I mean, really any of it probably. And so.
Right. So yeah. Looking forward to, I am looking forward to that and to see how it all plays out. And like, once again, Dennis Rodman's whole.
Is he wearing a wedding dress?
I wonder. We'll find out.
Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is negotiating nuclear issues. Kim Kardashian is negotiating prison releases.
I have to say, though, I am happy that she did that, that she went ahead. And if people are really complaining, like making fun of this. And but I really feel like that some of these people, maybe that they should take up a cause and really get involved with something. And I do feel like that she did serve a lot of time for what happened. And the other people that they testified against her, they got lesser sentences.
So she was the example.
I guess, mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
and she's rehabilitated, and it was a nonviolent offense. Although, on a side note, she was working with the Mexican drug cartel and was responsible for like millions of pounds or tens of thousands of pounds or whatever it was of cocaine and things like that coming into our country. And lo and behold, we have this big drug problem in the country. So, I mean, it's just, it's not like she didn't deserve some time.
Oh, absolutely.
But obviously not a life sentence.
Sentence.
Yeah. But
21 years.
But so. I do believe, my hope, and I do believe she is so unbelievably grateful and humble and will pursue a life of giving to others and thankfulness and gratefulness. And so I think personality wise and mentally that she is prepared for life on the outside.
Right.
I think that she will be able to handle it.
All eyes will be upon her.
Yeah. And I think from what she has said, that she's okay with that. And she plans on using that attention to help others. But I mean, let's face it. Not everybody should be pardoned.
Right.
Okay. Let's not get on this huge bandwagon of, everybody in this particular circumstance or whatever needs to be pardoned. That's
exactly.
That's not true. It's every single case is its own case.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but she seemed like somebody who will go forward in the free world and help others.
I do.
At this point.
I hope so.
So, yeah.
I hope so, and wish her best wishes, and hopefully that she has turned her life around and is ready to take that challenge on.
I don't know if you saw the video of when she was released hugging her and stuff. You can't imitate or recreate those joyful noises.
Mm-hmm.
Like they can't even get words out of any of them. They're just crying and just all of it, and they can't. And it's the most joyful sound.
It is.
And so that was.
That was very
moving.
Hard. Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
fingers crossed that more people will benefit from her experiences and that she'll go forward in life and continue to help people and hug grandbabies.
So. Yes. Pay it forward.
Yes. Yes. But anyway, so that's Life Matters for today.
That's it. That's all we've got. Have a great
day. All we've got.
That's
all we've got. Not enough.
Great show.
Great show. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Oh,
yes. You are busy.
I have to leave.
You do.
Because I have to go to Krautfest and MC the sauerkraut eating contest.
I love it. I love this that you do this.
Listen, if this job isn't just chock full of glamour and fame, I don't know what job is.
Do you love sauerkraut?
I hate sauerkraut.
I
can't even
love
smell
it. Isn't that funny? But it's such a fun time.
Oh my gosh, it's a
great
fantastic
time.
Festival.
It's
a music festival for the most part anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I love music. So and the kraut eating contests are just hysterical. It's so much fun. And so I put my, beliefs that it's not a vegetable or a fruit or a edible substance aside, and I take one for the team, and I go out there and encourage people to shove their faces full of sauerkraut for, and you know what they
win? The good of mankind.
Right. They win it like a Trovo War. Do you know what else they win?
What?
A 5-gallon bucket of sauerkraut.
Do they really?
Yes.
How would you like to take that home? Look what I won today. And you would be eating that forever.
As a step stool.
Yeah.
To reach a higher shelf. Oh, but it's great fun. It's just so much fun. And they ask me to come back year after year. And so I love it.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. But if you're not doing anything this afternoon, head out to Krautfest. Lots of stuff for the kids to do. And
it's a good time.
Come watch the sauerkraut yes. eating contest. It's fun.
Yeah.
And that's Life Matters for today. We
that's it for Life Matters today. More music coming up on your station for summer fun, Lake 96.1.